One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This week on the Beard Laws Podcast.
So I was just looking here because we have an Amtrak running through my town.
She sounds nice.
She does. Better than my first one.
Everyone, you know, grip onto your seats here. I have a terrible gag reflex. I have a 12-year-old palate. Okay, give me some ketchup. Call me Patrick Mahomes because I'm dipping anything in fucking ketchup first before I try anything else. I will slather that shit in some Heinz 57 and go to town.
That's a lot of running, though. That's a lot of running.
Not a big fan of running either. Also makes me gag.
Trusted a fart. My sister, my middle sister, is sitting right in front of me, and I go, I think I just shit my pants. I get up and I turn around, and I'm like, did I? And she's just like, can't fucking talk. And I'm like, oh my god, is it bad? So I untuck my shirt and cover it up because it's just liquid, bro. It's just water. It was just straight water. But not, you know, drinkable water.
I've never discussed shitting pants with anyone ever.
In the realm of beard loss, a trio strong and true. You've been Brandon and Beard Loss with tales both old and new. Their whiskers like a forest, their knowledge like a stream, guiding us through beardom and culinary dream. Beard Loss, the sage of facial grace, with whiskers flowing, setting the pace. You've been the jester in clouds of green, laughs and wisdom and sight unseen. Brandon J. McDermott, Food Daddy Supreme, a feast of facts, a culinary dream.
Get it. We're back. I didn't get the memo to wear red. Apparently these guys are still in Valentine's Day mode, and you know, that's all right. You know, tis the season, they say. And I'm kind of still pissed at Punxsutawney Phil or whatever the hell his name is, because that little fucker's been right so far. We've been getting pounded with cold weather, snow. It was like negative 10 last night. We're getting like 6 to 12 inches of snow. I blame that little prick. But it'd be a hell of a party, though.
I've heard friends in Kentucky, Ohio, and clearly now New York, who are saying that winter is still here. It is going to be sunny and 52 here where I am, and 60 by Wednesday.
You son of a bitch. Well, yeah. Good for you.
We just got 2 inches of snow 2 days ago, so it was all like 50, 60 degree weather, and then we got that slippery shit, and I was like, really? Really? But it's supposed to go back up to like 40s and 50s, so I can't complain.
Every once in a while, I get the slippery shits too. It's not a great thing, but that's the beauty of a bad diet, I suppose. And
need more fiber.
So much more fiber. But either way, just a couple of friends talking nerdy, which is also on the Deluxe Edition Network. That's an actual podcast. Friends Talking Nerdy Films and Fermentation, the February podcast of the month. Go check them out. DeluxeEditionNetwork.com. They have an award thing that's going to be coming up here pretty soon. And when that's there, We're gonna send you guys the links. You guys can do all sorts of voting for us. And what's pretty cool, I don't know if you guys have ever heard this, but it's called the Denny's, and not like the restaurant or anything like that. But they're actually taking nominations for certain categories and some stuff like that. And I put my boys up. I recommended you guys. I don't know if you're going to make the cut or not, but there was a potential spoiler alert, one for the best voice. And if I didn't put Brandon J. McDermott up, I think that would be just a shame. So hopefully that, and they're actually doing an in-person one, which is fairly close. to us in somewhere in Pennsylvania. So I'm going to hope to make that out there. But either way, we'll give you more updates on that when that does come out. Super excited. So guys, check that out. And then when the Denny's are available for you guys to vote, it'll be on deluxeeditionnetwork.com. And today's national, no, like they do the Nationals Day.
Yes.
Where there's like, oh, whatever. Today is National Chili Day, National Margarita Day, National Walk Your Dog Day, which, whatever. And it's 22, so probably going to be National Taylor Swift 22 Day or whatever. There's a bunch of other stuff. Be Humble Day, European Day for Victims of Crime. That one doesn't sound as good. Founders Day, Scouts, Great American Spit Out. You hear that one, Euban?
Yeah, I mean, spitters or quitters. I'm not a fan.
Apparently, it's removing the deadly effects of tobaccos from our lives. But it's National California Day. Could give a fuck about that one. National Cook a Sweet Potato Day. I don't know if you guys like sweet potatoes. I'm not a huge fan.
Nah.
No.
Like, if you're going to... A lot of people in my house, they're like, oh, yeah, I'd rather have the sweet potato fries. It's like, come on.
Disgusting. Come on. Blasphemous.
It's gross.
No.
This is one we're probably going to need to be aware of. National Heart Valve Disease Awareness Day. I mean, a couple of guys not overly healthy, but...
Damn, I just had an ultrasound on my leg because my veins were not feeling too scrumdilly-ish. Fuck, it's hitting it. Goes. But hey, no deep vein thrombosis, even though I giggled at that several times when they kept saying that, to the point where they kept saying DVT. And I go, oh, what's that? And they go, you know what that is. And I'm like, say it again, deep vein. They didn't find it. You know, medical people need to lighten up, okay? They say this shit every day. You guys are used to it. Lighten it up.
Yeah, how do you not say? I mean, there's all sorts of stuff when I was working in the medical field that there was terminology and things that I just giggled like a schoolgirl. But so do you want to tell some people what was going on with you? Because I feel like you put a TikTok out there that was pretty goddamn hilarious. And if you haven't seen it, make sure you check out Euban Wackenoff. How rude of me. I didn't even introduce the co-host. That's Euban Wackenoff, the guy with the deep veins with no issues and something about a trombone and the golden voice that I was talking about, Brandon. J. McDermott. And he is, Brandon J. McDermott is double duty right now, double dad duty. He's doing a little bit of the show. He's doing daddy daycare. So if you do hear, you know, a child in the back room or, you know, maybe, you know, something or giggling or maybe a show that is playing Bluey or whatever else is cranking in that house, we do apologize for that. But we all are dads and we do the best we can. This is our hangout time on spoiler alert, we record on Sundays. So.
You know, thanks, Matt. I appreciate it. My wife normally goes to church and either takes the kids or leaves the kids. And today she took one of the kids, left the other kid. And so she gets back and I've about 10, 20 minutes past the time we record. Well, today she left an hour later than normal because she was going to a different church, which threw me all off because normally I know we record at 9 my time. Anyway, so it threw me off. So I appreciate your flexibility. I did want to also say, Matt, side note. How far are you, if you don't mind me asking publicly, how far are you from Syracuse Drive?
About 2.5 hours.
So I was just looking here because we have an Amtrak running through my town. I could take an Amtrak.
She sounds nice.
She does. Better than my first one. could take an Amtrak. You're talking about spitters. Well, I tell you.
Yeah.
But if they're spitters, you got to go. You know, they're halfway there if they're spitters.
I'm living on a prayer.
But I could take a Amtrak to Chicago, transfer to a different one, and take the other Amtrak to Syracuse. And it would take me 32 hours, and it would cost about $2,000 for four people, two-way thing for four people, my two kids and mine. And then potentially get like a rental and come and see you.
Ooh, I was going to say $2,000 for you to take a train to Syracuse. You are getting ripped off. There's much better. But with the four people, that's not terrible because we actually looked at potentially taking a train to Halifax, which is near like Nova Scotia. The wife has family up there and we looked at the whole train thing and it wasn't terrible. It was a decent option. And then we probably still had to rent a car about an hour and a half from where we go. But it was a long train ride. But you just chill. You can drink. You can hang out. But the problem is, too, when you go to Canada, you can only bring so much food, alcohol, water, whatever it is. You can only bring so much groceries, I guess, because in trying to buy them in a remote location and in Canada is pretty expensive. And some places in Canada don't like us Americans. So we debated that as well. And But it's like, you know what? You jump on the train, you spend all that money. Yeah, it's convenient and stuff. But yeah, it's a 12 to 14 hour drive. I'm almost just going to drive it at that point, you know, because I feel like the kids, actually, I don't know what would be better. But, you know, our kids are a little bit older, so they can just be entertained by a tablet and a phone and YouTube and stuff for a while and take naps. But I wonder, you know, having, you know, you have much younger kids, you know, being able to maybe run up and down the aisles, annoy some people, just, you know, be a little more spacious might be a better option. But if you do come, I highly recommend not coming until at least May or June, because Syracuse is like the, there's an area up there, like Pulaski area, that gets some of the most snow in the nation. They get throttled. They get the lake effect snow on top of like stuff that comes from the mountain. It's terrible.
Yeah, we wouldn't go until June or July. And just so you know, for a coach, it would be $500, but for a private room, it would be $2,000.
Gotcha. That makes more sense. Yeah, it's nice up here, man. Like I said, there's campgrounds. We have a camper. There's Airbnb. There's some options. We have the beautiful St. Lawrence River. There's some castles. There's some cool stuff.
So you're saying I can't stay at your house?
You could, but I don't think you'd want to. We don't have a lot of free spots.
I'm kidding.
No, but yeah, I mean, like I said, we got three kids, two dogs, four cats. It's just pure chaos. I think your family would be more comfortable not staying here. But but if my parents are out of town, I'll just give you their whole house. You can stay there. You can have a whole house.
There you go. Hey, that wouldn't, for the record, it wouldn't, having to find a place to stay wouldn't be a reason for me not to come.
No, we'd hook you up.
That's what I told her. Speaking of traveling to see people, you've been. How are you feeling about your testicle festival?
Mm. I mean, I'm willing to try some. You know, after we did that research last time, it's only a 2 hour drive. I'm down. So it's easy peasy.
I did a little more research at a place called the Cowtown Saloon in Holstein, Nebraska. I went there and tried their bowl fries. First time ever having them. And the way they do it is, you know, you've seen a bowl, testicles about this big. Well, they slice it like bologna. Mm. And apparently the fresher, the better. And this was kind of like more processed, but it tasted like chicken nuggets. Seriously. Breaded, dipped in ranch, dipped in cocktail sauce, no pun intended. Tasted like chicken nuggets. So, but apparently what I've heard, if you go to the testicle festival, I mean, they're fresh as hell. I mean, like, they're like, they just got cut this morning and like, they're getting dropped in. It's not a, where you go to like a bar and get them, they're usually like chicken nugget type deals where they go to a place, they get processed and turned into a slurry and made into like a bologna kind of a thing.
Right, right. Dang. Okay. You know what? If anything tastes like a chicken nugget, I have a 12-year-old palate. Okay, give me some ketchup. Call me Patrick Mahomes because I'm dipping anything in fucking ketchup first before I try anything else. I will slather that shit some Heinz 57 and go to town.
Is that what you guys are wearing red?
Right. Oh, right. I think getting Euban to try bowl fries and shit, I'll try them. I'm going to eat them with him. And have them just like completely like, would be just great for video. So.
Honestly, yeah, because I do have everyone, you know, grip onto your seats here. I have a terrible gag reflex. So if anything, again, I don't know if it's the tism or what it is that I have that and just applesauce makes me gag. Macaroni and cheese. If I fucking get macaroni and cheese, I'm like, can't
smell
fucking
of coffee,
do it.
Right?
The smell of coffee fucking makes me just nauseous. I don't know what it is. So it's
mac and cheese makes you nauseous?
Oh, it does. I don't know what it is. It's something from whenever I was a kid. I don't know what it is. But every time I've even tried it, like just, I mean, yeah, the smell of it's gross too. Just the texture. For some reason, elbow macaroni, get that shit away from me. If there's any elbow macaroni in any sort of recipe, I don't fuck with it. I don't fuck with it at all. But there's been times that we've gone like KFC and they're like, oh, just try this macaroni. It's really good. And I'm like, okay. And I go to eat it and I just put like just a spoonful of it in. And I'm like, whoa. And they're like, grow up. And I'm like, I literally just tried it. What do you want me to do? And they're like, if you're going to make that noise, just leave the table. I don't try it anymore. I tried eggs. I don't fuck with eggs. Eggs are gross. I don't like that. Mm.
You really do have a 12-year-old palate.
I told you. And like, so I didn't eat steak for the longest time because like chewing on the same piece of fucking meat for a while, just going, I'm like, just eat beef jerky. Like, what the fuck's the point of this? Like, what is this?
Who's,
you know?
And it used to make you sick. Human?
Now, yeah. So now medium rare. I like a good medium rare steak. I don't mind it at all. But yeah, dude, there was a lot of different textures of stuff that like just make me, if cereal, I have to fucking eat that shit like I'm in prison. Like I'm eating that motherfucker immediately. Because if it gets remotely soggy, out. I'm done. Can't so fuck with it.
There are certain cereals you can't touch then.
Yeah, so that's why I'm I like peanut butter Captain Crunch cereal? Because that shit could sit in there for a year before it got soggy.
Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. like Frosted Flakes, Wheaties, oh, that it turns to blah.
Immediately. Yeah, I was like, that's whenever, because everyone's like, oh, Tony the Tiger. I'm like, oh, you know, he's great. Everything is, let's try this shit. I put it in the milk. I go, oh, fuck, need a spoon. Come back and I go, oatmeal. What is this? This is disgusting. No, Frosted Flaky fucking my ass. This is disgusting. Trash. Absolute trash.
You know what? You have a palate of not a 12-year-old, because 12-year-olds will eat any kind of cereal. They love mac and cheese, and they love – you got like a palate of like a 92-year-old.
Oh, dude, it's so bad to the point
where I don't want to eat that steak and chew on it for too long.
It's so bad. I don't like it. It's just like, oh, you want to put this big old piece of meat in your mouth? You're like, yeah, I was so – yeah. I couldn't do it for a long time. I'd be like – and everyone's like, so seriously, dude? So – we would go to a barbecue. Everyone's getting a steak. And I'm like, there's my chicken sitting right there on the grill. That's mine. Barbecue chicken. Yes.
At least, though, you're not that person. And this is no offense to those people because, let's see, I've cut most of them out of my life. kind of kidding. But the vegetarian people that come in and they're like, can you cook this vegetarian burger and just make sure that the tongs don't touch it? And please don't cook it. Like we have some friends that were, you know, that's what they do. And it's like, fuck off. All right. Listen, yep. I understand you don't want to eat the meat or whatever, but then just bring your own shit. Bring your own fucking tongs. We'll put it on the own grill. Go throw it in the goddamn microwave. But you're eating a burger that is vegetarian. Why don't you just eat some fucking fruit and some vegetables and like, just don't make a big deal about it. You know what I mean? And it's not all of those, but some of those vegetarians, like they're doing it for the attention, I think. Like, hey, yes. Listen, everybody, look at, yes, I'm eating a vegetarian burger, and please don't touch the, a little, if that tong touches your goddamn veggie burger or that spatula, fuck off. There is nothing but a little bit of grease on there. The animal that we're all eating is already dead. There isn't shit you're going to do about it. I mean, come on.
It's not a peanut allergy. You're not going to become a carnivore again just because your veggie burger touched a little bit of French fry grease. What the fuck? I don't understand.
And get on that carnivore diet. Look at Joe Rogan. Fucking look at Burley. Burley's been on that carnivore diet. Look at him. He's looking like a fucking stud.
He's glowing. I thought he was pregnant at first because I was like, his skin just looks so healthy.
He looks so fucking... He's on this intense thing. I think he cut out sugar. He cut out alcohol. He's on a carnivore diet. He's starting to work out. He's going for runs and walks. Like you could just... I was watching videos when he first was on the Body Wrong one. And now I'm looking videos now. Holy fuck, he looks good. Like, good for you.
He sounds good too. And he got that
Johns in his beard. Sounds good. I mean, it's a good thing. I'm going to bring this back. I don't know. You probably shouldn't go back to the conversation, but you guys were talking about testicle festivals and all that stuff. And I heard that it was a myth. I always heard that they put the rubber bands on the bull testicles to get them to like jump and move and all that stuff. And apparently that's a rodeo myth.
Oh, I thought that was
I don't know if you guys have ever heard that either.
Yeah.
That wouldn't get me to jump. I would just like, it would be so painful. I wouldn't move. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I would want to move.
Yeah. What was I listening to? I was listening to something and they went to a rodeo and they were all pumped about it. And they were kind of behind the scenes asking about that. And they were like, so who's the guy that puts the big rubber bands on the testicles? And they're like, all right, so let me go out there. You want to go out there and you want to, you know, perform, you want to do this. Let me put those on you and see if you want to run and jump and all that stuff. And they're like, wait, so it's a myth? And they're like, yeah, that's a big rodeo myth.
Hmm.
I'm going to look it up
real
quick.
Who started that myth and why?
Yes, why?
That's the real question.
Bull riding, urban legend. Bull riders get bulls to buck up by pulling on straps attached to the bull's testicles. Oh.
Ooh, you might want to be careful because whenever I Googled bull's nuts tied up, it was a very large black man with his nuts.
Is it that meme?
In a silver ring.
But either way, yeah. So, yeah, apparently that's a big myth. And that was something that I don't know where that started or why it started. And being a guy that isn't a rodeo guy, but that's why I was kind of curious. I think you guys had all heard that at one point, too. And I was like, huh, interesting for that. Those fuckers are crazy, though. Those guys are crazy. I spent like two episodes. I'm not a guy that watches TV or movies, but they had this whole like documentary on bull riding and all these Brazilian guys and kind of some behind the scenes stuff. They are some crazy motherfuckers. Like, you have to at least get on the bull for the entire weekend, no matter what, if you want to get paid. So, I mean, you got guys that are riding with torn muscles and broken bones, and they just have to get on that bull knowing that they could get chucked off, stepped on, just destroyed, relying on those. Like, those clowns are crazy motherfuckers too. That's probably why people are scared of clowns, is because of rodeo clowns. Like, good for them. I know they're doing their job, but could you imagine, like, that's your job? Fuck.
Yeah, no.
I hope they have a good life insurance policy and some good health insurance as well, because
that's insane.
I thought hockey players were tough.
It says, yeah, you're still here. Apparently, they started a new recording track. You changed your device, it says. I don't know what happened.
Still sounds good, though, I think.
I can still hear Brandon a little bit. So, okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah. I don't know what I did.
So while you were doing that, I looked up because I wanted to know the average salary of a rodeo clown. Because I'm like, you know what? I'm just curious. According to Comparably, I don't know what this is, the AI thing from Google. The average salary for a rodeo clown in the U.S. is $55,859 as of February 2024. However, Glassdoor states that the average salary is $71,603. I'd consider being a fucking rodeo clown. You're muted, Euban.
No, I know. I'm switching. Okay. It's still saying that I'm not connected to the Yeti for some reason, but it sounds like it is. For that much money?
That's a lot of running, though. That's a lot of running.
Not a big fan of running either. Also makes me gag.
Jesus Christ.
I was going to say, there's got to be some things that don't make you gag, but let's go full circle back to the deep veins, because again, there was a hilarious little TikTok that you did, and I was a little alarmed. I don't know if you want this out there about how we thought you were going to lose a leg.
Yeah, I mean, it's so I have some varicose veins, and unfortunately, in one of these legs that makes it look like I am 90. So then that's probably the reason why I can't chew on the steak. So on days that I do want steak, it's my left leg telling me that they want steak. The days where I don't want it, it's clearly the right leg. But no, it started swelling to a point. It was like three times the size of my left leg. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? And started having some pain, and also got violently high. So I think that played a little effect of me being paranoid and, you know, WebMD in it. But they said
that,
hey,
that's not a maybe. That is, I mean, especially depending on the strain, that's definitely going to sneak some paranoia.
Yes.
There.
So that increased the paranoia as well, for sure. And, but I asked my wife, I was like, who is a nurse? I was like, hey, cause I researched, and they said, if one leg felt hot, it's possible blood clot. And I'm like, oh shit. So I'm like feeling my leg over here, just going like right, left. And I go, this right one does feel hotter. I'm like, fuck, this is it. I'm updating my life insurance policy and everything at the same time. I'm like, oh, fuck. Deleting my browser history just in case. I'm like, nobody needs to see that shit. But show my wife, and she feels my leg immediately. And she's like, you need to go to the ER. And I was like, maybe I'm not so paranoid. Maybe this is a legitimate concern. Go to the ER. They're like, by the way, small town problem. I go to the ER. They're like, hey, it looks like it could possibly, that's all the symptoms that you're having correlates to a blood clot. And I'm like, oh, fuck. And they're like, yeah, so we're going to go ahead and we would love to give you an ultrasound, but we can't because there's no technician here. And I'm like, you're an ER, what? There's nobody, what? And they're like, yeah, but we can transfer you to a hospital about an hour and a half away if you'd like to go there. And I'm like, at this point, it's 1:30 in the morning, and I'm like, you know what? And so they do a test, and it says no blood clots, but they said that it's still not 100% guaranteed. So that gave me the thing like, you know what? I felt
good
like
enough.
I felt like the Russian and like Drago and Rocky. If I die, I die. You know what I mean? I was just like, yeah, it's fucking it's tomorrow's problem. But yeah, so eventually I did get an ultrasound. Fucking 6 days later, it's how long it took to get in this motherfucker. Because if I had a problem, I would have been dead long by now, you know. But the lady was like, hey, whenever you go get the your ultrasound, you know what they're gonna do? And I was like, what? She's like, they're gonna rub your veins. And I was like,
ooh.
They're gonna do what now? I was like, which one? And she's looking at me like, quit being fucking disgusting. And I was like, I can't. Mm-mm. I was like, it's already in my mind.
6 days ago. You hit me up 6 days ago when I'm super paranoid. I'm gonna be a little more bedside. I'm gonna have better bedside manner. But
yeah, that's what
I got.
Saying.
6 days to chew on this.
And she just kept saying, she's like, they're just gonna rub on your veins. And the way she kept saying it, I'm like, did I just dial 1-900 number? What doctor is this? Where the fuck? Where's the bald guy? He's not gonna fuck me, is he?
Where's that guy? Do I gotta pay extra for that?
Yeah, that's a different billable quote.
But so they, and when that lady, the ultrasound tech did, like she started, you know, like rubbing on my leg, and I'm just like, she had to go all the way up to the groin, and I'm like, to the point where she rolled my underwear, like kind of like tucked it underneath the testicle, and I was like, damn girl, I was like, shit, going all the way over there, and I'm just sitting there going like, yeah. And at one point in time, I told you guys I had that testicular torsion when they had to rub an ultrasound on my nuts at that point, and so I told her, I was like, yeah. This is the most embarrassing. Like I've had worse. And she's like, yeah, you know what? We do a lot of scrotums and legs here. Like that's kind of the thing. She's like, it's just a scrotum and leg day. And I was like, it's been a long time since I heard the term scrotum, but I've been using it a lot more than I thought I would.
She had a scrotum in her hand right before she was rubbing your veins.
Hope she had warm hands. I could feel it through the gloves. She had a gender a gentle touch on my
A gender genital. Touch? She had a
gender. A gender, gentle, genital touch. So I'd say that. Sally was selling seashells by that seashore. That was a tongue twister.
Ooh, even Twista would have messed that one up.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Oh, throwback to Twista.
Twista, what a legend. I had a coworker back in the day that also had to have a body part ultrasound. And as awkward as it is there, but then having to like continually see them in the hallway because we work there, you know what I mean? Yeah, we're in the IT department, but you're still sitting there at lunch, you're seeing them at company events and all that stuff, and you're thinking probably in the back of your mind like, that person definitely rubbed gel on my balls or my scrotum, had to rub the little wand on my scrotum or my balls, and then have to think about like, that's got to be pretty awkward when you're doing services like that on a coworker.
Do you think the gel is purposefully? I don't know. Is
shit,
it on? Is it cold on purpose? Is it cold on purpose?
Has to be, right. Some places, I mean, though, they have because I've done work obviously in facilities and stuff, especially with the ultrasound stuff with the pregnant stuff. They have the warmers for that in certain spots. So the bottles are in like a warm thing, so it comes out and. So there is some places and for some scenarios that it is warmed, not kinda ice like cold.
Subway, where they put the mayonnaise in the little ice, just like, you know what I mean? But the opposite, just put the jelly in a little warmer because that shit was frigid.
You said Subway. I've been seeing the commercials where they got the new pretzels and the, where they churros or the cinnamon thing. So I'm as Euban would say, I am a slut for pretzels. Love them. All right, to the point where Unique Snacks pretzels, you can buy a box of pretzels and they ship it to your house. I've done it twice, where you get 6 different bags of pretzels for $28 shipped, free shipping. It's $28 for these, and they have different, they have the splits, the air filled one. I'm telling you, they are, and they're not a friend of the show yet. I'm really trying, but they're not having a lot. They are the best pretzels that I think I've ever friggin' had. I mean, I'm going to show you. They got these things called the Puvzels. They're like a mix between a pretzel and a cheese doodle. I'm gonna bring these up real quick while I'm sitting there.
I hate this fucking show.
I know. Sorry. I haven't eaten either, so I think it brings it really out. But again, this is not a friend of the show yet. Unique Snacks, established in 1921. But I said you can get the box of them, which I've done. And it was... $28, I believe. These splits, pretty good. I don't recommend these multi-grain ones. They are fucking terrible. I actually used them as dog snacks because I couldn't eat them. Not for me. Just going to skip. I haven't tried the unsalted, the extra salt. Fantastic. I mean, super salty. Extra dark, super good as well. But they got these puzzles that they're in the shape of a pretzel, but they're like a cheese doodle. The aged ones, pretty good. These garlic and buttery ones are fucking fantastic. Then you got these honey mustard ones are really good. And the buffalo ones are fantastic as well. But they got these sourdough rings. I haven't had a chance to buy these yet because every time I've tried to buy them, they have been out of stock. But I'm super excited about that. They have these ones that are just shells. Which
dude,
are
those are good.
I haven't tried the, I think some of them are chocolate or something, but I've gotten some of these. They are fucking, dude, they are seriously. I haven't tried the chocolate ones either, but they are fucking fantastic. Yeah. Like I said, if you guys are looking for some, like I said, check it out. Unique Snacks. Again, there's no code, no nothing like that. But if you buy them up, there was a way here. Like I said, you get fucking telling you. Yeah. I think it was a variety pack right here. Is it this? I don't know. Either way, I bought six bags of them, and I'm pretty sure it was $28. Yeah, right here. Yep. $28.95. Build a six-pack variety of any ones that you want.
Oh, fuck awesome. Yeah.
Dude, really good. Really good. So,
Brandon, yeah, are you a pretzel guy as well?
No, I hate pretzels. But as we used to say back in high school, to get the teachers annoyed, hey, man, you seen the pizza was on sale, 2 for $3? Hey, man, that's a good deal, though. Kind of making it sound like a dildo. That's a good deal,
dildo.
Though. If pretzels are
just
filled
of enough
with
of a twang that it's...
If pretzels are filled with chocolate, I'll eat them. Soft pretzels, oh, yeah, 100%. Soft pretzels with cheese and salt, yes. I don't like hard pretzels. I've just never been a fan. But that said, I'll fucking eat them. I hate popcorn, too, but you put popcorn in front of me, I'll eat it. I just don't prefer
it. Popcorn is just one of those things like the Pringles thing. Once you have one, you can't stop. We make a lot of popcorn here just because it's not terrible for you until you put all the shit on top of it. But it's so cheap and it's a pretty filling snack. And like just the other day, last night we made some. We were just hanging out watching a TV series and shit and fucking crush it. Did you guys, speaking of TV series, I don't want to pop my head. Remember Unsolved Mysteries?
Oh, yeah.
Watching that as a kid and stuff. Do you know they're bringing it back with the same fucking host?
He's still alive?
He's guess how old he is. I looked it up. I went into a deep dive on him. It's John Walsh.
Okay.
America's Most Wanted. John Walsh, yep.
Oh, America's Most Wanted. Okay.
Yeah, sorry. America's Most Wanted. Not Unsolved Mystery. Sorry. America's Most Wanted, I believe. Yeah. They're bringing it back.
I like that. That was awesome. It was always like being like a kid, like, I'm going to help catch this bad guy. You know what I mean? Like, you never did anything. You never saw these guys in the street. But they're like, if you ever see this guy from Sacramento and you're living out in the middle of fucking Missouri, like, yeah, I'll keep my eyes out for him. Mr. Walsh, I got you.
I'm going to. No. Yeah. He's still alive, which is shocking to me. He's 78 now. 78.
Damn.
He's like the main host, but it's also going to be his son. I think they're bringing on his son.
Obviously not the other one.
Robert Stack. That was the guy on Unsolved Mysteries, right?
Yeah, that dude died 21 years ago.
Yeah, he died in 2003 at 84. So he was born in 1919. He's not around. So my mistake.
I was going to say they're rolling on Robert Stack to be the new host of Unsolved Mysteries. What is he running for president too? Sorry. And for the record, that goes
two different shows
always.
Yeah, yep.
That, but yeah, Joe Walsh. Let's get him on it.
Yeah.
So for the record, not Unsolved Mysteries, but America's Most Wanted. That show did a lot to solve crimes, and I mean, like, it did a lot to not just solve crimes, but like murderers and things like that, but kidnappings. And abductions, I mean, like, it did a lot. So, shout out to that show.
Yep.
And by the way,
I've
got this, like, cheesy pizza, Taylor ham, cheese dip, like, inside of me. And I'm in this small room, and I just keep ripping ass, and it's just, like, God. Surprised you can't see it floating around here.
I was wondering. You know, yeah. I was wondering, I saw like a little bit of haze on the camera, and that picture on the wall started to kind of like crinkle up a little bit.
Oof. Honestly, I thought it was some of my smoke just migrating over towards your screen.
Mm-hmm. I'm just waiting for, Daddy, I think there's a gas leak in the house.
Speaking of which,
sewer main again.
Speaking of which, woke up yesterday morning to my furnace leaking.
Oh,
so got a new furnace put in. I told you guys about that.
Yep.
And so the deal with it is there's a humidifier on it, or a dehumidifier, or a pump, whatever. Well, it's fucking leaking. And it's the second time it's done it. They come and they replace it. It's under warranty and whatever. It's not. But not fun having to damp down carpet, throw down a dehumidifier, and
dump it out every 30 minutes.
Yeah. Ugh. But they let me.
Yeah, I'm. And you said it was a furnace or a boiler?
So it's a furnace. We got a new furnace, air conditioner furnace, whatever. But it's the furnace that's doing it, 'cause that's what we're running right now.
And so yeah, it must be the humidifier, right?
Yeah. How did he say the condensation thing? Yep. Is the way the guy put it is what was cracked or whatever. And so it's one of those newfangled ones with like digital reading, and like it's fucking nuts. Cost me $15,000, so it fucking better be nuts. Speaking of nuts, it better like just Mr. McDermott, it is time to insert your nuts for your daily rubbing, because it cost me so much.
Meet the McDermott.
Right. But you can dehumidify and humidify and all this other shit, and so it's, which is new to me, probably not to you all listening out there, but for me it was crazy.
I mean, I work in the heating and plumbing biz, and I have a boiler that is very, very old, and I am not looking forward to the day that it dies and then I have to get a new one. But that'd be awesome. But either way, I guess if it does happen, hopefully I'm still with the company and I will save a little bit of money on that end. But yeah, that's a thing too. I mean, these guys up here that are installing and servicing, these guys are just, winter seasons are just unbelievable from September to pretty much March. Those HVAC guys are right at it. So, hey, good for them. A lot of good money in the biz, but...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Not for me. Fuck. Yeah, so let's see. We got the deep veins. We got the testicle festival.
Yeah, we talked deep.
So you guys are going to go to that, you think?
I'm down.
Sounds interesting.
Even if we don't end up getting to go to that, I'm still down to meeting up halfway and somewhere between here and Maryville and going out for lunch and doing a meetup, if you are.
Hell yeah, dude. Absolutely. Okay. The missus was actually shopping vehicle. Oh no, the mic's cutting out again. Oh, now the video, shit, no. But no, it's we were shopping for a vehicle in Lincoln. I don't know how far Lincoln is from you.
Lincoln is actually closer than where we would be going. Eagle, I think, is right around. So Eagle's like about a 10 or 15 minute drive southeast of Lincoln. So Lincoln will be perfect because Lincoln's a huge place.
Sweet. Okay. Yeah, because if she ends up committing to this vehicle, I'll definitely hit you up and stuff like that. We can go grab something to eat while I go have to pick that fucking thing up.
Sounds good.
I'd love to see that text message. So you still want to meet up and you know, eat some bull balls? Yeah, my wife's getting a new car. Can I bring her to eat some bull balls too?
I was like, well, we could go to a lot of places. I got a lot of good places in Lincoln. They've got Thai places and African restaurants and Vietnamese restaurants. And you've been like, I can't stand macaroni salad.
So it used to be so bad to the like I used to hate onion too for some reason, but then whenever I had COVID and I lost my sense of smell and taste, I was able to like try different things and for some reason trick my brain. I was like, oh, you know, this isn't that bad. I did try macaroni and cheese during that time again. Still fucking disgusting. That texture, I don't know. Fucking gross, dude. And honestly,
have you tried eating it al dente to where the noodles aren't as mushy?
I feel like I've tried it several different ways. Even like people like try the Chick-fil-A one that had like white cheddar cheese or somewhere. I forget that had
Panera bread.
Panera. Maybe it was Panera. I've tried that too. I've even had it to where people, they use like the flame, they torch the top of it to where it's like crunchier. So they're like, hey, you know, try that. I felt like that was the most suitable way. It had a little bit of a crunch to it. But even then, still disgusting. Like hash brown casserole. Fucking gross.
You're not a fan of stuffing on Thanksgiving then either.
No, I try. So with that one, I can eat it if it's mixed in with some like
– No, I fucking love it.
It's getting better. So like back – so if you would ask me like 5 years ago, like terrible, trash, get rid of it. But now it's another one since COVID. Eat it with some taters or like with a piece of meat or something. Yeah, I could fuck with it. It's not as bad. I like the taste. Not the texture.
Green bean casserole.
Trash. Get that shit out of here. That fucking greasy looking fucking soup fucking coming from.
So your sauce. Plate consists of turkey, mashed potatoes, gravy, a roll, and maybe a little dollop of the stuffing. That's it, huh?
Cranberry sauce? You like that shit?
No. It's a lot of meat and tater. Yep. That's so a lot of you guys wonder like, damn, from earlier, like, I wonder what's up with this fucking leg. You're starting to put the puzzle together, aren't you now? Like, that's what it is. There's just not a fucking vegetable, really. Now, so I will fuck with vegetables if it's in a soup, if it's in a curry or something like that. You know what I mean? Like
I thought you were going to say nursing home.
Nope. So that one lady, though, she did. Like, she had that Stephen Hawking, you know? So, again, if there was a vegetable that I would eat, I'd go hit that chick up. I'd be a vegetarian for life. She was cute. And she, you know, I don't ever have to listen to her bitch about how the performance was. Like blink twice, bitch. Did you like it?
And her steak was already cut up for you so you could eat it.
That's right. Mm-hmm. See, you know, I like Jell-O. She gets a lot of Jell-O. So, I mean, it works. I don't know, though. Man, I'm trying to think of something else on Thanksgiving that I actually put on my plate. But you pretty much nailed it with a lot of gravy.
I want to take a minute. You brought up Jell-O. Listen, Jell-O has had a long history in our country, in cuisine and in recipes and food making. We talked about this before, the 1950s, and how there were recipes with like meats and veggies in Jell-O and a lot of that. And a lot of gelatin was like unflavored, so it wasn't like fruity Jell-O. Blah, 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 blah. Jell-O did such a great job in the 90s. In the 80s and 90s, getting us kids to eat it. J-E-L-L-O, it's alive. Like, we were eating fucking Jell-O. Like, can you believe that? Dude. We were like, oh, Jell-O's good, Mom. I want Jell-O. It's alive. Like, the fact that they were able to sell us on that shit is amazing. The only people who like it are really young kids who have no palate and old people who only can stand it.
Because or me, who's slightly in between them both. You know what I mean? Just like, I'm a bitch for a good fucking Jell-O. And honestly, I like, you remember those old school molds that would be like the big ass ones? And there was something special about opening up that fridge. And when you open up that door, it would cause the fridge just to make that Jell-O just to move. So Christmas time, there it is. Big old blue fucking jolly old Saint fucking Nick over there just jingling, waiting for me. I'm like, oh, I can't wait for dinner time. I'm cutting your head off, Santa Claus, and I'm eating it.
New TV show idea. Euban moves into a retirement home. Because he fits right in with the food, and we just go through his romantic tales of
See, nobody would judge me.
Unfortunately, he's going to end up in a mental facility, probably. Or we tell him he's going to a retirement home, but we put him in the mental facility.
You know what would be my worst nightmare?
See how many days he can make it.
He moves in, and all of a sudden, he's in a wheelchair just because he enjoys being in a wheelchair. He's wheeling in. Hey, everybody, it's Jell-O time!
Woo-hoo!
Dizzing the hot rolls.
I got all the Werther's.
Janice. Now, that's the only thing is, though, is my worst nightmare is if I got sick and had like a stricture or whatever in my throat, and they're like, hey, you're a choking hazard. Like, we can't give you anything that's actually like, tasty.
You've never been called good. That before, have you?
No, I haven't. fuck you. So, and if they go, hey, everything you have to eat from now on is mushy and elbow fucking macaroni, take me out. Fucking take me hunting and don't bring me back. That'd be the way to go out. Fuck that.
You know, every time I talk and the conversation brings up to ALS, I always think about you, Ewan.
It's gonna happen.
I thought I was the only one. Like, I'm not, like, I wouldn't say I'm to your level terrified of it, but it is fucking terrifying. It is scarier than shit,
dude.
Scarier than shit in your pants in public, because that is fucking scary.
Have you had one of those where you over trusted a fart in public and you're just kind of like, oh, like, and you had to hurry up and clench to where you're like, did I leave just a little bit in there, or was I able to close it up? Did the Hoover Dam close properly in time, or was there a little bit of slippage?
I got a story for you. I was in the hospital with my two younger sisters. My youngest sister was having her first child. This was 2007, 2008. And I just got out of work, so I'm wearing slacks, which are, you know, tan in color. And we were at the cafeteria, and I hadn't eaten anything all day but cigarettes and, like, Diet Coke. And we're eating, like, food, and, like, I don't know about you guys, but when food goes in, it's like a thing to my body that's like, food in, food out. Well, I trusted a fart.
It's called IBS.
Right. I tried. My dad had that. I don't. Fingers crossed. I've been trying to fight it. But
well, sounds like you do if it goes food in, food out. I'm not a doctor, and I haven't seen I haven't done the exam where you have to get scoped. But the good thing is the cure, they told me, is actually marijuana. They wanted to give me a medical marijuana card in New York before it was before we were a legal state. So throwing that out there.
I'll have to remember that when we legalize it here in the state. But
I'll bring you
so
some.
I trust sitting there just eating, I don't know, chili, a hot dog, something from the cafeteria. And
Happy National Chili Day.
Right. Trusted a fart. My sister, my middle sister, is sitting right in front of me, and I'm like, oh, Brittany, no. And she goes, what's going on? And I go, I think I just shit my pants. So I get up and I walk. I get up and like I get up and I turn around and I'm like, did I? And she's just like, laughing. She can't fucking talk. And I'm like, oh my God, is it bad? So I untuck my shirt and cover it up because it's just liquid, bro. It's just water. It was just straight water. But not, you know, drinkable water, right?
It depends. Maybe it's drinkable water in South Africa. Speaking of that, let's try to bring in the SA_ traveler to talk about a time that he potentially shit his pants. Ladies and gentlemen, live from South Africa, SA traveler. What is up, dude? Cheers to you, my friend. Hey,
how are you guys doing?
Good. Brandon just told us the time that, one of the times, probably the only time that he shit his pants in a hospital. So we wanted to know if you had any close calls or any stories about you shitting your pants.
I honestly,
he's got one.
I don't feel comfortable disclosing any information whatsoever.
Okay, what about a time your friend potentially shit his pants? Instead, this isn't about you. It's about a friend that did it. Because I feel like a lot of us, we do that. Like, let me tell you this time my friend shit his pants. When in raw reality, I've found out that the friends are telling stories that they actually did it.
I've never discussed shitting pants with anyone ever.
What?
Ever? Is it not like a common thing over where you live? Because we talk about it a lot.
From, I would say, personal experiences, I think it might be a common occurrence, but because it doesn't get discussed as often, or at all. I don't think really.
How about, have you ever just kind of trusted a fart and shit your crack? And it maybe didn't get all the way to the pants, but you got to go in. You got to wipe it up. There, you can't get through there anymore. Oh, I saw that look.
that exact face was me eating like a big old scoop of macaroni and cheese. He was just like,
"Okay, you're not comfortable with talking about allegedly shitting your pants. What about some foods that disgust you, that just make you want?" Because you've been mac and cheese, soggy cereal. Apparently, steak that he has to do. We go on and on. There's a lot of foods that make him him absolutely nauseous and gag.
I don't fear eating a lot of things. I've seen people online like eating like insects and stuff. I wouldn't do that. That's not something that I would try.
Fair.
And then we've got a thing called offal. It's basically directly translated to discard. It's like livers and stomachs and brains, like sheep brains is a big thing. No.
What about bull testicles?
Absolutely not.
So listen, there's a whole thing. It's a popular thing over here, the Testicle Festival. And Euban and Brandon are actually going to go and eat bull testicles at a testicle festival. So you wouldn't, if you were here, you would join us, right? And try a bull testicle. Allegedly, it tastes like chicken.
I would join for moral support.
You wouldn't try a bull testicle?
Absolutely not.
Man. My dude eats horse meat, but won't eat testicle festivals.
Taco Bell got busted for that once.
I was going to say the same thing.
That was a fucking...
And Aldi. That was a joke, he says. All right. Aldi, I think, didn't they get busted years ago for selling meat that had a high percentage or some kind of percentage that broke the whatever food drug FDA stuff with horse meat? I don't know if you guys have Aldi's near you guys.
Aldi's nuts? We do.
Hey! I never know what's national and what's local. Like, you know what I mean? I assume...
Well, yeah, Aldi's is German, I believe.
Oh. Gotcha. Yeah. Interesting. Jell-O? Do you like Jell-O? We talked about Jell-O earlier. Did you know that Jell-O was actually made by a carpenter and cough syrup manufacturer in Leroy, New York in 1897?
Uh-oh. Give me a second.
Okay. He lit up when we said Jell-O.
Let's go! Yes, I'm telling you, this guy is just. It's probably gonna cost, but like your plane tickets that way, probably to the U.S. is probably like what, maybe $1.75. So I'm pretty sure we could probably pitch in and get you over here.
We should look into that. Let's see here, flights from South Africa to let's just put New York. JFK is pretty big.
We could probably get you on like a Somalian pirate ship for like a month. I might cut costs down a little bit.
Is Johannesburg fairly close to you?
Johannesburg's like the main international airport, and it's about maybe an hour and 20 minute drive from me.
That's not bad. Okay, you can get a one nonstop flight for $800. I'm guessing that's my currency.
That's a fuck ton of money. That's almost my monthly salary.
What's crazy is that flight is almost cheaper than flying to Vegas and back from where I'm at.
Isn't that crazy?
To put it in perspective.
That's a 27-hour flight.
That's insane. So like two for stops. Us, like that's relatively cheap for, I mean, especially if you're going all the way to South Africa, like that's cheap. Holy crap.
Yeah, that's not bad for us. I looked to go to Florida this week just to go see my parents. And it was probably $600 for one ticket, and there's five of us, and I was like, there's no guy, we can't.
Yep.
But because it's spring break or midwinter break or whatever it is here, these airline people know, so they jack the prices up. If I was to fly a couple days after, it was like under $200. Like, you motherfuckers. What are the odds that you had Jell-O making? That's crazy.
I'm so happy.
I had the box like laying here this afternoon. It's probably like expired already. I don't even know. I didn't check the box, but it was there.
I don't think that shit expires.
I did buy it, so I should probably like make it. So why not?
Yeah. Did you put booze in it?
No.
Because Jello shots are they still cool?
If I do put booze in it, I've got a fucking bottle of vodka that will fucking knock your socks off.
Maybe
I'm just like too exuberant when it comes to like putting alcohol into things, especially myself. I was gonna say
butthole.
No.
You ever butt chug it?
No.
Oh, I was gonna say if you're gonna talk about putting alcohol in your butt, but you won't talk about shitting your pants, things are different up there. You ever do people over there soak tampons in vodka and insert into themselves?
I would not know. I do not consume or buy tampons. I don't know.
No. I'm not saying you, but over here, I don't know geographically where you guys are, but it was a huge thing in like high schools,
yeah,
where dudes and girls were soaking tampons and alcohol and putting it in themselves so they could get really fucked up at school and not get in trouble. Like, dangerous. That shit is dangerous to do.
Because they were getting infections and stuff. Like, yeah, it was... Ugh.
Not only that, but taking that high amount of alcohol and putting it right into your bloodstream is fucking...
I will admit, I don't think there's anybody that I know that watched these podcasts. I did go on a somewhat... It was a big thing back then, but it's not a lot. But I did consume alcohol at a school event while in school uniform, and that's a big thing.
Allegedly, this happened.
Allegedly, yes.
Mm-hmm. Allegedly, it was, that one friend.
Landy's saying he's a well-known boofer.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm gathering.
But no tampons were involved in the consumption of alcohol, allegedly.
You just did the butt funnel, like in Jackass. You ever seen that? The butt chug?
No. That's a one way. That's a one way there.
Fair enough. I had a buddy in school. His thing was like, I don't know, when you're younger and you're always not only trying to find like who you fit in with and what you are you, you know, you a punker, you an athlete, you a nerd, you this or that. His thing that he was known for was snorting shots of vodka. That's what his party trick was. That's what he was known for. And you would just be sitting there and they'd be like, I'm not going to say his name because he's a business owner and stuff around here now. But that was his thing. He would just sit there and he'd take a shot glass and he'd just sniff a shot of vodka. And that was what he was known for. And that would fucking pollute him. Holy shit.
Damn. I bet that would clear a sinus problem in an instant.
Yeah.
Who needs Afrin?
So, I've got a treat for you guys.
Okay.
Give me a second.
I'm ready.
Give me a second.
While he's getting the treat prepared for us, and we're talking about vodka, I was listening to a show again earlier. The owner of the Phoenix Suns, his go-to drink is lemonade and vodka. And this dude, that's his go-to, and he's worth $8.1 billion. He bought the Phoenix Suns for $4 billion, and it's not like you take out a loan or you have to, when you buy apparently a pro sports team, you have to instantly send the money, and now it's yours. It's not like, hey, I'm going to pay over time. This dude was able to shell out $4 billion for a team. Jesus. And then, and that, ever since that, like, lemonade and vodka has popped up into my life through feeds, through stories, or people telling me that's what they're drinking. Dan, Lollygag Dan, who's on the Tuesday show, he's like, yeah, I'm just sitting around drinking lemonade vodka. It's starting to take over, and all I want is a lemonade and vodka.
That sounds good.
Does it? Maybe lemonade and vodka and darts later, you?
Sounds
okay.
Sounds like okay. Gout.
So.
See this.
Lion Lager, the pride of South. I see what they did there. That's good marketing.
We talked about this on the Body Wrong podcast as well about Lion Lager. Now we get to see it in full effect.
Yeah, but what was the beer you were drinking that came in the green bottle last week? It was named after the capital.
of Namibia, right? Windhoek.
Yeah, what's it called?
Windhoek.
Windhoek. We are way off.
We have to write that down.
Wind, like wind, you spell it the same way. W-I-N-D, Windhoek, like corner. It's weird.
No, because we were trying to think of this because we brought you up and we were talking about you and stuff in South Africa the other day on a different podcast we do. And I was like, shit, we're going to have to bring them on one of these days. And you've been called it Black Lion. And I was like, that's not right. I think it's Lion Lager. And I was like, that's still not right. And then I brought up a picture of a green bottle and we couldn't say it. And it was just, we were trying to think of it. And I don't even know what triggered the conversation, but that's how much you have taken over the Beard Laws stuff. You're even trickling over to the Body Wrong and some of the stories and some of the stuff. These guys are like, no fucking way. And we're like, we're going to bring them on. And then we started doing math and I'm like, I feel like that's probably pretty early, because we record at 9 o'clock Eastern time. So what time is it there right now?
It is currently 12 minutes past 6 in the evening, afternoon, evening.
Yeah, so that'd be pretty early. So for me, 6, so that's at 7 hours ahead. So at 9, that would be, it'd be pretty early in the morning. That'd be what, 4 a.m.?
Yeah, 4 a.m.
Well, if you're ever up at 4 a.m. on a random Thursday morning, let us know. We'll bring you on the show.
I did put in leave on the 7th and the 8th of March, and the 7th, I believe, is a Thursday.
Oh, shit. Okay, well, we're not really going to make you stay up till 4 in the morning, because that's...
I won't stay up.
Could you imagine what rare form he'd be in?
I sleep very little, so it won't really matter. I'll wake up at 3, probably.
Fair.
And
fair.
I think what it was is we were talking about your the difference in the prices of your food compared to like the McDonald's there, compared to the McDonald's here, and some of the different foods that you were telling us about. Because we were talking about, I forget what led up to that, but everyone was intrigued about how the double down sandwich over here didn't have bread or buns, but over there it did. So yeah, you were, mm-hmm. I think you were a topic of our conversation for at least 15 minutes.
Yeah. So if you get bored, check out the Body Wrong podcast on YouTube and skip ahead. And there's a lot of South Africa talk.
Send me a link.
I got you.
Absolutely.
So on a different note, Ewan, I've got a question for you.
Oh shit.
Did you know an antelope can jump higher than the average house?
I want to say at one point in time, because we have like a lot of National Geographic educational stuff in high, like in, we're not in high school, but in school when we were growing up, they would show us clips of like cheetahs chasing this gazelle or this antelope, and they would show you different facts. I want to say I didn't know it, or maybe you're full of shit. I don't know. I'm going to say false. That's not true. Is it true?
Let me explain. Right. So.
Damn. I feel like I'm right.
Are you aware of what an Impala is?
Yeah. Chevy makes them.
No. Mm-hmm. Not those. One. The animal.
No, the antelope. I know. I know what an Impala is.
Right.
Yes.
So the Impala, because it's not a really big animal, right? And due to its powerful hind legs, it's able to jump higher than the average house. And
would you eat their balls?
No, I will not, because they're small. So it won't be much to eat, but nonetheless.
Oh, you only eat big balls.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Bigger, beefy nuts. I got you. Balls, Andy. He's like, I don't eat the dainty nuts, only the beefy ones.
So due to the size of the animal, it's not very large, and due to its powerful hind legs, it's able to jump higher than the average house. And the other fact is that a house can't jump.
You piece of shit. You piece of shit.
I'm over here Googling. I'm like, they can, an Impala can jump like Mac McClung there in the dunk contest. They can jump like 10 foot high.
I knew it. You know what?
Can't jump that.
Well done, sir. Well done. Well done.
Well played.
Dang.
Well played, son of a bitch.
I had to.
Do you, okay, I got one for you, okay? What Or do you know what a 15-year-old pregnant girl and the fetus have in common? Or what they're thinking?
Both are thinking, my mom's going to kill me.
That's it! God damn it! Fuck!
Wow.
You don't talk about shit, but we do.
Yep. It's funny. The lion logger's running through them. So do you want to tell us the time you shit your pants now?
No.
He's like, still enough. No.
So
you should, I wonder if South Africa is a lot like Texas.
But everything is big here.
Just the things you will and won't talk about. I feel like you and we have to introduce him to Burley. We'll have to make this happen. But I just looked at the clock for the first time. We are over our recording time, and I know Brandon's got daddy duty, double daddy duty. He's got some things going on. We all do as well. So we'll say our goodbyes. We'll end this. I can't thank you enough, Brandon J. McDermott. Everybody, follow him on all the social medias. You've been whacking off. Follow him all over there. And SA_traveler. Go check out all the drone videos and all of the amazing stuff from South Africa. And he's going to eat some expired Jello and probably shit his pants. And we'll talk about it potentially next week. So that's all I got. Keep your sticks on the ice. Be good to your wieners. And if you need some deep vein rubbing, hit up You've Been Whacking Off. He's going to tell you all about it. So enjoy the National Chili Day, the National Margarita. Go walk your dog. And don't trust a fart after Taco Tuesday. That's all I got. Later, fuckers.
In the realm of beard loss, a trio strong and true. You've been Brandon and Beard Loss with tales both old and new. Their whiskers like a forest, their knowledge like a stream, guiding us through beardom and culinary dream. Beard Loss, the sage of face of grace, with whiskers flowing, setting the pace. You've been the jester in clouds of green, laughs and wisdom and sight unseen. Brandon J. McDermott, food daddy supreme, a feast of facts, a culinary dream. Beard Loss, the patriarch, his beard a regal crown, a symbol of authority in every bustling town. His wisdom, like bristles, sharp and well-defined, guiding all the bearded with every law outlined. You've been whacking off with laughter in his stride, weed in his hand and jokes worldwide. A mirthful spirit lighting up the room in the haze of humor, dispelling any gloom. Beard Loss, the sage of face of grace, with whiskers flowing, setting the pace. You've been the jester in clouds of green, laughs and wisdom and sight unseen. Brandon J. McDermott, food daddy supreme, a feast of facts, the culinary dream. Together they unite a trio strong and bold, and beard laws and laughter and stories to be told. In the culinary realm that conquer every quest, a podcast that unlanes all the very best. Brandon J. McDermott, food daddy at the helm, master in the culinary every flavor realm. From spices to techniques, a foodie's delight, guiding our taste buds day in night. Beard Loss, the sage of face of grace, with whiskers flowing, setting the pace. You've been the jester in clouds of green, laughs and wisdom and sight unseen. Brandon J. McDermott, food daddy supreme, a feast of facts, the culinary dream. So gather round, will listeners keen, to the Beard Loss podcast, a vibrant scene. With Beard Loss and culinary flair, a journey of knowledge beyond compare.
Welcome to Sorta Kinda Funny. We're a comedy podcast.
Brother and sister duo.
Where we take your guys' embarrassing moments and stories and turn them into humor. Because life's about laughing at yourself. And we are sure going to laugh at ourselves. I am James. I am your main Mac Daddy host. And I'm also joined by a loser. Go ahead and introduce yourself, loser. Go ahead. Don't be shy.
This is Lauren.
Give it to them.
Absolutely. Baby. Absolutely. What did you say?
Also, we sing a lot, so if you haven't listened to this first episode, I'm sorry.
We have new episodes available every Thursday and would love nothing more than to hang out with you. Does this sound too desperate?
Yes.
Okay. Check us out wherever you listen to your podcasts, and we'll see you on Thursday. And as always,
text me if you want to hang out.
Bye.
Town Podcast is a podcast that features your town's dark, wild, and sometimes unbelievable past that will have you thinking there is no way that really happened here.
Matt, Meg, and Zach dust off the books and hit the streets and the occasional nursing home to unveil your town's past.
From small towns to where we live to big cities before they were what they are today, this is your town, your stories. Hey everyone, this is Matt, the Triple T podcast host. What does Triple T stand for? TikTok Tuesday, a show where viewers submit TikTok videos and we play and react to them. With co-host Toby, Eubin, and Richie, you never know what's going to come out of our mouths. We're live every Tuesday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Beard Laws YouTube. Let us rebuild your For You page with the best TikTok videos and be a part of the show by sending in your videos.
Join hosts Dave Houghton and Sarah Ray Pallett as they examine the less glamorous side of sports with their podcast, In a Pickle. Follow IAP Radio on social media by going to iapradio.com. In a Pickle is now part of the Den Network. For more information, go to iapradio.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.